Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名说话。
I praise and thank God for guiding us here tonight on a Wednesday night to come here to study His Word together.
感谢主带领我们星期三晚间一起来聚集查考神的话。
Actually, starting from next quarter, that I will be assigned to a Wednesday night, so I'll be here more often and more frequent.
从下一季开始，小弟就每个礼拜三晚上都会被安排在这里。
So because of this, I want to pick a book to study with you.
所以小弟想借用这个机会来跟大家一起查考一段经卷。
So for the next several months, I would like to study the book of Job with all of you.
那我们这几个月就先来查考约伯记。
Actually, for us as a Christian, truly, we need to suffer much before we enter the kingdom of God.
我们身为基督徒的必须要经历许多的艰难才能进入神的国。
We can see the chosen people that have to go through the wilderness for 40 years before they enter the land of Canaan.
神的百姓必须在旷野行走了40年才进到迦南地。
And Paul, he had to suffer much before he received the crown of righteousness.
保罗也必须经过许多的艰难才最后得到公义的冠冕。
So likewise for us, we need to suffer before we can enter eternal life.
所以同样的，我们必须要经过苦难才能够得到永生。
But all of us, we suffer from different kinds of situations.
可是每个人的苦难都不大一样。
Some of us, we suffer because of our own sin.
有些人受苦是因为他们自己所犯的罪。
Some of us suffer because we want to do the righteousness to glorify God's name.
有些人为着行义荣耀神来受苦。
But Job, he suffered just like us.
约伯所受的苦就像我们受的苦一样。
But Job, he did not know the reason why he suffered.
可是约伯并不知道他为什么要受苦。
Nowadays, of course, when we suffer, we know we want to glorify God's name.
当然我们今天都是尽力去荣耀神而因此受苦。
For example, we cannot go out dancing and drinking, right? For example.
譬如说我们基督徒不去跳舞喝酒。
Maybe to some of us it's a suffering.
对某些人来讲这是一种苦。
The reason we do not go out dancing and drinking is because we want to glorify God's name.
但是我们之所以不喝酒跳舞是因为我们要荣耀神。
But the Bible stated that Job was blameless and he's an upright person.
圣经上告诉我们约伯是完全正直无可指责的人。
So during his suffering, he did not know why he had to suffer.
所以在他受苦的当中他并不明白为什么要受苦。
So about 39 chapters, Job and his friend tried to reason why that he had to suffer during that time.
所以在约伯记的前39章约伯和他的朋友在辩论他的苦难的原因。
Maybe the book of Job is one of the earliest books that's written in the Bible.
约伯记应该是圣经最早写成的一本书其中之一。
Because the period that the book was written, it seems during the patriarchs period.
因为他这个书写成的时代应该是属于这个先祖的时代。
Let's turn to Job chapter 1.
我们请看约伯记的第一章。
The book of Job chapter 1.
约伯记第一章。
Chapter 1 verse 5.
第一章的第五节
Verse 5
第五节
So it was when the days of feasting had run their course that Job would send and sanctify them and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offering according to the number of them all. For Job said, It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their heart. Thus Job did regularly. So we can see in verse 5 that because Job thought that his son would sin against God and curse in their hearts, so he sent to sanctify them, and also he have a burnt offering for his children.
恐怕他的儿子犯罪，心中弃掉神，约伯就特别按着他们众人的数目献燔祭。
If this book was written after the law of Moses, and then Job, he cannot do the burnt offering. Only the priest can do burnt offering.
如果是在摩西的时代之后所写的话约伯照理来讲不可以自己献燔祭应该要经过祭司
So because Job did the burnt offering this means also this book maybe is written during the time of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob
所以约伯记之所以能够献燔祭表示当时的时代应该是跟亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的时代 同代
Because during that time the law was not given to the chosen people yet
那时候摩西的律法还没有颁布给百姓。
So that's why Job was able to sacrifice and do burnt offering for his children.
所以约伯才能够亲自的为他的孩子们献祭。
And also, The name Job in Hebrew means the persecuted one.
而且约伯这个名字在希伯来文的意思就是受迫害。
But in Arabic, it means to return or to repent.
在亚拉伯文里面的意思是回头。
Actually, with both names or both definition of Job, it really represents the book we're going to study together.
他的名字不管是在哪个语言。都表现得出这个约伯记里面所记载的故事。
Because the book of Job, it tells us a story of a man who lost everything that he had.
在约伯记里面，我们读到这个人，约伯他失去了他所有的。
His wealth, his family, his health.
他的财富，他的家人和他的健康。
The reason for this because God was proud of Job.
神以约伯为傲。
Because he said to Satan, "Look at my servant Job. He is blameless and he is upright."
他对撒旦说：“你看我的仆人约伯，他完全正直，远离恶事。”
But on the end in Job chapter 42,
在约伯记最后42章里面，
everything that he lost, he gained it back.
我们可以看到他所失去的一切，他又得回。
Actually, God doubled everything that he had except for his children.
神给他加倍所有的除了儿女之外。
So that's why for us, when we read the book of Job, there's many different ways to approach and study this book.
我们可以用很多的角度来查考约伯记。
But the next several months, the way I want to approach is to study from maybe, you know, from almost like a play. If you go on to see a play on a stage, and then you can see this This play is going on in the book of Job.
小弟想要以这个好像在台上演戏的角度来看这个约伯记。
For example, the half of chapter 1 is talking about Job, who he is as a man. They describe his character.
譬如说第一章刚开始讲到这个约伯的角色是什么。
And then the other half of chapter 1 and chapter 2, they have the heavenly scene about Satan, right? Having pretty much conversation with God.
后来又换了一个景象，就是我们可以看到在天上神和撒旦对话。
And then during that time, even though Job did not know why he had to suffer, but we can see he lost his possession, he lost his family, and then he himself was full of boils and full of sickness.
再来，我们又换了一幕，看到约伯在地上，虽然不知道。天上发生了什么事，却是失去了他所有的，而且身体被打击。
Then, from chapter 3 to chapter 42,
从第三章到四十二章
there's a great debate between Job and his three friends.
我们读到约伯和他三个朋友的辩论。
And then Job with Elihu.
还有约伯和以利户的对话。
And then the last person he debated with was God himself.
最后，约伯和神亲自对话。
So the next several weeks, we're going to look at the first debate between Job and his three friends.
下一次我们会先看这个约伯和他三个朋友的对话。
And then between Job and Elihu.
还有约伯和以利户的对话。
And also between Job and God.
最后，神和约伯的对话。
And we know the book of Job is one of the book of wisdom.
约伯记是智慧书中的一卷。
But if you read the book of Job, we can see why they categorize in a sense as a book of wisdom, because truly, there's many great sayings, there's many great wisdom in the book of Job.
当我们查考之后，就可以明白约伯记是一个智慧的书，因为它里面隐藏了许多智慧的话语。
So hopefully, by the end of this study in the book of Job, that all of us can have an overall picture how to approach and how to read the book of Job more thoroughly.
希望我们查考之后就能够更明白如何深入的去了解约伯记。
Actually, for us to go verse by verse will take really a long time.
如果要一节一节的查考，会花太多时间。
Because when Pastor Cole taught me the book of Job, it took about 3 weeks, and it's about 7 hours a day.
当科传道给我们上课的时候，我们查考了七个礼7 weeks.
About 3 weeks, hours a day. Yeah.
我们查考了三个礼拜，每一天都要花七个小时查考。
And we really did not, we didn't go verse by verse because it was so long.
因为约伯记很长，所以没有办法一节一节的查。
So let's go to see who Job is as a character.
我们先来看约伯这个主角。
Let's read verse 3.
我们看第三节。
Job chapter 1 verse 3.
约伯记第一章第三节。
And on the end of verse 3 it says, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the east.
这人在东方人中就为至大。
Here the Bible proclaimed that Job was the greatest man of all the people in the east.
他在东方人中是最大的。
Why was he the greatest man?
为什么他是至大?
And God also proclaimed that he is the greatest man.
为什么神又称他为最大的?
Let's read verse 1.
我们看第一节。
Verse 1, it says, There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and the man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil.
乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯,那人完全正直,敬畏神,远离恶事。
On verse 1, it described the characterOf the characteristic of Job.
第一节描写约伯的特色。
It's very clear here why he is the greatest man of the east.
这里我们可以看到他为什么是至大。
In front of God, he was blameless.
在神面前，他是完全正直。
Not only he was blameless, he also was upright.
而且，他无可指责。
Not only he was upright, but also he feared God and shunned evil.
他又敬畏神，远离恶事。
Truly, this is a characteristic that God will delight in a person.
这个是神所喜悦的特色。
Not only that the person who wrote this book proclaimed that Job was blameless, upright, who feared God and shunned evil, but also God repeated two other times that Job also was blameless, upright, and feared God and shunned evil.
不只是作者这样写，连神亲自都说约伯是完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
If you go to verse 8,
我们看第八节。
Verse 8 says, Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless, upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?
神问撒旦说，你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他，完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Let's also go to chapter 2, verse 3.
看第二章第三节。
Chapter 2, verse 3.
第二章第三节。
Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless, upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?
主神问撒旦说，你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他，完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
So we can see in front of God, Job was also blameless.
在神面前，约伯是完全的。
Because he was blameless and upright, and then God, in front of Satan, he was very proud of Job.
因为他这是完全正直的，所以神在撒旦面前可以夸耀于约伯。
Really, God said to Satan, "Look, have you considered my servant Job?"
他叫撒旦说：“你有没有诚心？”曾用心查看我的仆人。
Not only he fear me, right, but also he shuns evil.
他不只是敬畏神，他也远离恶事。
Truly, if God can talk like this about us, really would we feel very good?
如果神能这样夸耀我们的话，我们一定感觉很好。
But in the book, in the Bible, no one suffered as much as Job.
可是呢，在圣经里再找不到另外一个人，他受的苦比约伯还大。
And very few people that God can test them to the point, on the end, he still be able to glorify God's name.
很少人能够受约伯这样的试炼，到最后还能够荣耀神。
So the reason he was the greatest of all the people in the east, because he's blameless, he's upright.He feared God and shunned evil.
所以约伯之所以在东方人中为至大，是因为他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
And also read verse 2.
我们看第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
第一章第二节。
And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him.
他生了七个儿子，三个女儿。
So during this time, the Bible stated that Job had 7 sons and 3 daughters.
约伯有七个儿子，三个女儿。
And then in verse 3, he said also He has possession with 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household.
第三节，他的家产有7,000羊、3,000骆驼、500对牛、500母驴，还有仆人。
So the reason he is the greatest of all the men in the east, not only he has 7 sons and 2 daughters, but also he had 7,000 sheep.
他不只有儿女儿子女儿，还有七千羊
3,000 camels
三千骆驼
500 yokes of oxen
五百对牛
500 female of donkeys
五百母驴
and a very large household
还有许多仆婢。
So we can see, we look at the three different ways that the Bible described Job, that in his spiritual life he glorified God.
所以在各方面包括这个灵性方面，他荣耀神。
And then in his family life, he also was blessed with many sons and daughters.
在他的家庭生活当中，他有很好的儿子和女儿。
But with his possession, also God has blessed him with many.
在物质上，神也祝福了他许多东西。
So we think about when Isaac go out, and the first thing that he did is build an altar.
当
Isaac, when he goes,
当以撒搬到每一个地方，他都会先筑坛献祭。
So after he built an altar, he would dig. Build a tent.
他筑了坛之后呢，才会搭棚。
And after he built a tent, and then he would dig the well.
搭了帐篷之后，最后才挖井。
So this means the altar represents our relationship with God.
筑坛代表我们跟神的关系。
And we see Job's relationship with God, he feared God and shunned evil.
约伯对神的关系就是他敬畏神，远离恶事。
And he was blameless and he was upright.
他完全正直。
But building the tent is for his family.
那搭棚帐篷就好像我们建立家庭一样。
Building tent represents our family life.
代表我们家庭的生活。
And you can see that Job, he has 7 sons and 3 daughters, and all of them are very joyful because later on in the chapter 1, I describe how they get together and eat and drink, even with the sister and brothers.
约伯的七个儿子、三个女儿都和睦地住在一起，因为他们在家里设摆筵席，互相请客。
And we know that Job always prayed for his children.
约伯也常常为他的儿女代祷。
So this means his family life is also very good.
这个表示他家庭的生活是非常完美的。
And digging a well is a career or is a livelihood.
这个挖井就代表我们这个工作的生活。
We can see also Job had many possessions.
约伯他有许多的财产。
So Job, on all three aspects, God had blessed him.
在各方面，这三个方面，神都祝福约伯。
But we know on the end of chapter 2 that Job, he lost everything.
可是在第二章我们看到约伯失去了一切。
And he himself was afflicted with such great boils that it's really sound disgusting.
他全身长满了毒疮，我们读起来都会觉得可怕。
But if we read chapter 2, verse 10,
我们看第二章第十节。
So from chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 2, verse 10, we can see that Job is still blameless.
在第一章第一节到第二章第十节，可以看到约伯他是持守他的正直。
And verse 10 it says, But he said to her, You speak as one of the foolish women speak. Shall we indeed accept God from accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity? In all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
约伯却对他说，你说话像愚顽的妇人一样。哎，难道我们从神手里得福，不也受祸吗？在这一切的事上，约伯并不以口犯罪。
Actually, sometime when we read from verse 1, chapter 1, verse 1 to the end of chapter 2, we think in between Job has sinned against God. That's why God caused so much affliction upon him.
我们以前可能会想说约伯因为犯了什么罪，所以他受这么大的苦。
But the Bible states here very clear in chapter 2, verse 10, that even though he went through all those things, that Job was still upright. He also did not sin with his lips.
但是圣经很清楚地讲说，他虽然遭遇这么大的灾害，但是在这一切事上，他并不以口犯罪。
Let's turn to chapter 42.
我们请看42章。
Job chapter 42.
约伯记四十二章。
Chapter 42, verse 6.
四十二章第六节。
Chapter 42, verse 6.
四十二章第六节。
Therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
因此，我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
So we, during this time, we know that Job has to repent.
这里约伯要懊悔。
So this means from chapter 2, verse 10 to the end of chapter 42, verse 5, something have happened to Job.
这就表示从二章第十节到四十二章第五节这一段当中，约伯一定发生了什么事。
Because chapter 2 verse 10 say Job did not even sin with his lips.
因为二章第十节说约伯连口都不犯罪。
But in chapter 42 verse 6 say Job, he repented and dust and ashes.
可是呢，在四十二章他却要在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
So our job is to find out what happened between chapter 2 and chapter 42.
所以我们的要做的就是要查考到底发生了什么事。
Why did Job has to repent?
为什么约伯最后要悔改？
What happened during the debates with him and his three friends?
他跟朋友辩论的话当中发生了什么事？
What happened between the debates between him and Elihu?
他和以利户对话中出了什么事？
And what happened with the debate between him and God?
还有他对神的对话当中出了什么事？
Actually, many scholars who read the book of Job, they feel that Job is only a fiction.
很多圣经的学者，他们认为约伯只是一个这个像小说中的人物。
They feel that the book of Job is not real, only a story that someone wrote in the Bible.
他们想说这个约伯不是真的有这个人。
But actually for myself, I have no doubt this is a real story that happened in the history.
但是小弟深信在历史上真的有约伯这个人。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 14.
我们看以西结书第十四章。
The book of Ezekiel chapter 14.
以西结书第十四章。
Chapter 14, verse 14.
14章14节
verse 14. Even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they would deliver only themselves by the righteousness, say the Lord God.
其中虽有挪亚、但以理、约伯这三人，他们只能因他们的义救自己的性命，这是主神说的。
And verse 20.
20节
Even though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, say the Lord God, they would deliver neither son nor daughter, they would deliver only themselves by their righteousness.
所有挪亚、但以理、约伯在其中，主神说，我指着我的永生起誓，他们连儿带女都不能救，只能因他们的义救自己的性命。
We know during the book of Ezekiel that God sent really great famine, great beasts come among the chosen people.
神借着以西结预言说他要使恶兽经过这个以色列地。
And God proclaimed, even though Noah and then Daniel and Job would pray for these people, they would not be able to help them.
就算有挪亚、但以理、约伯在他们当中，他们也只能救自己。
So here God knew the name Job.
这里神提到约伯的名。
So Job has to be a real person that existed.During the time of the patriarch time.
所以约伯一定是在早期所存在的一个人。
But not only the Old Testament that mentioned the name of Job, but also in the book of James.
不只在旧约，在新约雅各书，我们也可以看到约伯的名字。
Let's turn to the book of James chapter 5.
我们看雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5 verse 11.
雅各书第五章十一节。
Chapter 5, verse 11.
第五章十一节。
Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful.
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局。明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
We can see James is the man of God.
雅各是神所拣选的。
As a man of God, he was inspired by the Holy Spirit to use the name Job to encourage us to be patient.
在圣灵的感动之下，他写下我们应该就是学习约伯的榜样。
And to tell us that the reason he be able to be patient because the Lord is compassionate and is merciful.
也知道主给主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲的。
So we can see the book of Job truly existed, or the story of Job.Really happened.
所以约伯的故事是真实的。
So for us, when we read this book, we should not deny that this book only a fiction.
所以我们不可以否认说约伯这个故事是真的。
If it's only a fiction, God will not use his name to say that he is a righteous person.
如果 约伯记只是一个故事，神不会用说亲自说约伯是正直的人。
If it's only a name, Jim would not use his name to encourage all of us nowadays.
如果只是一个小说里面的故事，雅各也不会提到约伯。
Let's turn back to Job chapter 1 to learn more about his characteristic.
我们再回到约伯记第一章来学习约伯的特色。
Chapter 1 verse 4.
第一章第四节。
Chapter 1 verse 4.
第四节。
And his son would go and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them. Verse 5.
第五节。
So it was, when the days of the feasting had run out their course, that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offering according to the number of them all. For Job said, It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did regularly. So we can see in verse 4 and verse 5,describe how his children they have an appointed feast.
约伯的儿女们常常设摆筵席。
So on a certain day, they would gather together. They would eat and drink.
按着日子在一起吃喝。
Actually, sometimes when we read this, we feel that maybe eating and drinking, that's why you know the sin came upon them because eating and drinking, maybe that's not a good thing.
有时候可能我们会。想说他们常常吃喝玩乐，所以这个神处罚他们。
But actually, we should not read into these two verses too much. The Bible say they just eating and drinking, and eating and drinking. Many places in the Bible is a blessing from God.
可是，在圣经上，我们可以看到吃喝在许多的场合是一个好事。
Because the brothers, when they eat and drink, they also invite their sister to come.
这个这些儿子他会请他们的姐妹们。一起来吃喝。
So this means that the family is very blessed by God.
表示他们都是神所祝福的。
So why? Because Job, he was an upright person.
这是因为约伯是正直的人。
So God blessed his whole family.
神就因此来祝福他的一家。
So nowadays for us, as the parents also, we need to fear God and shun evil and as the leader of the household.
我们身为父母的必须要带领全家敬畏神，远离恶事。
And only then God can bless our family.
这样神就会祝福我们一家。
And only then that our family can eat with peace and joy and with happiness.
这样我们全家就可以在平静安稳当中吃喝。
You can see nowadays many TJC members we are very wealthy.
许多真耶稣教会的信徒非常有钱。
Many of us can eat anything we want every single day.
很多人可以随时要吃什么就吃什么。
But very few of us eat with a joyful heart.
可是呢，很多人没办法以喜乐的心来吃。
And very few family that we can gather together and truly say that we eat with a joyful heart.
很少家人可以全家在一起以欢喜的心用饭。
Because sometimes our family or the head of the household is not as righteous, is not as upright as Job.
有时候是因为家长并没有学习约伯敬畏神。
But again, the reason we suffer because why we want to glorify God's name.
可是呢，我们在行义当中有时候会受苦。
So sometimes we sin not because sometimes we suffer not because of our sin.
有时候我们受的苦不是因为我们的罪。
But most of the time we suffer because of our sin.
但是大部分的时候，我们是因我们自己犯的错来受苦。
So that's why when we suffer, we need to know why we suffering and what is the purpose that God intended to allow us to suffer.
所以我们在受苦的时候，必须要去思考，是不是有任何原因让我们受这种苦。
But when they describe the family of Job, seem like they're very blessed.
可是约伯全家是一个幸福的家庭。
And Job as the father, you can see that he worries.That his children will curse God in their hearts.
身为父亲的约伯，他很担心他的孩子会心中弃掉神。
So Job would go and have a burnt offering for them.
他就为他们献燔祭。
You know, burnt offering is just like nowadays a prayer for our children.
献燔祭就好像我们今天要为儿女代祷。
It's very important for the parents to pray for our children.
父母一定要为儿女代祷，这是很重要。
And this intercession is very important for the spiritual life of our children.
这样的代祷可以保持住我们孩子的性命。
Actually, a lot of time as older member or as parents, we really do not know what our kids are going through.
很多父母并不了解他们儿女所的感受。
And we have no idea sometimes that our kids are so far from being close to God.
有时候这个儿女已经离神很远, 但是父母还不知道。
When I was in a certain area, parents came and told me and asked me what can she do in this situation.
有一次小弟到一个地方, 那一个家长来问小弟说, 我的孩子这样这样应该怎么办?
She said that she went into her child's drawer and she opened up and she found a bag of marijuana.
他说他到小孩子房间偶然看到他的橱子里面有毒品，有大麻。
And beside the bag of marijuana, there's a pipe to smoke that marijuana.
还有这个吸毒品的用具。
During the time, as a parent, she was in shock.
这个妈妈非常的惊讶。
And she asked her child, "How long have you been smoking marijuana?"
他就问他小孩你吸大麻多久了?
And he said about 4 years.
他说吸了四年。
Imagine that smoking marijuana for 4 years, the parents did not know.
我们可以想象，他孩子吸毒四年，他却一点都不知道。
So this means truly for us as parents, we need to pray for our children.
所以我们身为父母的一定要为儿女代祷。
I know many of you went to college long time ago, right?
我们很多人已经很久以前去大学读书。College
is nowadays is not the same as before.
可是今天的大学跟我们以前读大学的时候是完全不一样的。Actually,
when I was in college about 13 years ago, it's very different than now also.
小弟13年前去大学,但是跟今天的大学比起来也是差很多。
So this means really many of our children, they have a lot of pressure from their peers, from the school, from many people who live in the world.
我们的孩子从同辈还有其他很多人会有来很多压力。
For example, kids who's in high school.
比如说在高中的学生。
If they are 14, 15 and then they have a sexual relationship with the opposite sex, many of their peers think they're not cool.
很多小孩子他们想说如果你14、15岁 还没有性的经历的话，就是很丢脸的事。
And I talked to several youth who's in college.
小弟也跟一些在大学的学生谈过话。
And their friend always think that they are, that they are homosexual or something because they never see them a girlfriend or boyfriend. So they feel like, hey, what's going on with you?
这些青年的朋友就笑他们说你们大概是同性恋吧，但为什么没有男女朋友？
So even for us, it seems it's not a big deal, but for the youth, really, this thing is a lot of pressure for them.
虽然对我们来讲可能这个不是什么很严重的事，但是对青年来讲，他们的压力是很大的。
That's why we need to pray for our children.
所以我们要为我们的儿女代祷。
Even though we do not know that they have sinned against God yet, but to pray for them beforehand is the best thing for us to do.
甚至在他们还没有犯罪之前就为他们来代祷，这是最好的方法。
Just like Job, we say, it may be that my children will curse God in their hearts.
就像约伯说，免得或者恐怕我儿子犯罪，心中弃掉神。
So he did burnt offering. This he does it regularly.
约伯就常常这样的行。
This means to pray for our children, really we need to do it daily.
这教导我们每天要为儿女代祷。
Because our children nowadays, truly they have a lot of great pressure from the world.
我们的小孩今天在社会当中会遇到很多的压力。
And for us, the greatest goal for parents is to bring them up into Christ.
我们身为父母最重要的责任就是要在信仰中把他们带大。
So when the day that they die, they will still have a Lord Jesus Christ.
这样，当他们离世的时候，还是能够在主里面。
And the greatest hope we can give our children is to enter the eternal life.
我们能给我们儿女最大的产业就是让他们能够进天国。
That's why to pray is very important.
所以代祷是非常重要的。
Not only for ourselves, but also for our children.
不只为自己祷告，我们要为小孩祷告。
And we know that our children is the future of True Jesus Church.
我们的儿女就是真耶稣教会的未来。
If we build them up in Christ,
如果我们在基督里面建立他们,
then the church will grow up and be strong.
这样教会就能够被建立，而且很健全。
So as parents and as older members, we have great responsibility for the younger generation.
所以我们身为父母的, 对我们下一代有要负很大的责任。
But first, we ourselves need to be blameless, upright, fear God and shun evil.
而我们自己首先要先学习完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
And only then, when we pray to God, God will hear prayer.
这样的话，我们为儿女代祷，神就会听我们的祷告。
So in Job's life, what is his greatest fear?
约伯的生命当中最他最害怕的是什么？
And verse 5, he feared that his children will curse God.
在第五节说，他怕的是他儿子犯罪，心中弃掉神。
You can see Satan also know that Job's greatest fear.Is also to curse God.
所以约伯也这个撒旦也知道约伯他心中最恐惧的就是他哪天会弃掉神。
But if we read chapter 1 verse 11,
我们看第一章十一节。
This is the heavenly scene, right?
这是天上的一幕。
When Satan talked to God,
撒旦对神说话。
Satan said to God, but now.Stretch out your hands and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face.
你且伸手回他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。
So during this time, Satan also wanted to provoke Job to curse God.
这里撒旦要约伯来弃掉神。
And this is the greatest fear that Job has.
可是这是约伯心中最恐惧的。
Not only for him to curse God, but also his children and his family to curse God.
他恐惧他本身或者他家人来弃掉神。
But we know in the whole book of Job, Job never cursed God once.
可是在整个约伯记里面，约伯从来没有一次弃掉或者是来咒诅神。
Actually, from chapter 3 on, Job cursed many other things.
可是呢，我们可以看到约伯咒诅很多其他的事情。
The first thing that he cursed was his birth.
他首先这个咒诅的就是自己的生
命。But he never cursed God.
可是他从来没有咒诅神。
But who end up in their heart want to curse God? Who is the one that end up cursing God in his heart or her heart?
最后呢是谁来这个咒诅神呢？
So on verse 9, chapter 2 verse 9.
第二章的第九节。
Chapter 2 verse 9.
第二章第九节。
Then his wife said to him,Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die.
他的妻子对他说：“你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧。”
Actually, this is very strange, right? The greatest fear of all the people, Satan, his wife, or Job, they all, you know, the greatest thing that he can do against God is to curse him.
所以我们可以看到，这里好像最严重的罪就是咒诅神或者弃掉神。
So in chapter 2 verse 9, when Job, his body, right, was full of pus and full of boil, then his wife said, hey, are you still going to hold on to your integrity?
所以当约伯满身长了毒疮的时候，他的妻子说，你还要持守你的纯正吗？
She told him, curse God and die.
你弃掉神死了吧。
If she be able to tell Job to curse God, I mean, in her heart, she already cursed God already.
他叫约伯咒诅神，表示他心里已经咒诅神了。
So this means that his wife fall into the trap of Satan.
这个他的妻子已经掉入撒旦的圈套里面。
Satan's purpose for Job's family and Job himself to curse God.
因为撒旦最终的目的就是要约伯和他的家人来咒诅神。
But in chapter 2 verse 10, all of this that Satan have done to Job, Job was still sinless with his lips.
可是第二章第十节说，虽然约伯遭受这一切的苦难，他却没有在口犯罪。
So tonight we can see the picture in the book of Job.
所以我们今晚可以看到这个约伯记的整个蓝图。
Job, who he is as a man.
我们可以看到约伯这个人是怎么样的人。
Job, who he is as a family man.
他是怎么样的一个家长。
And Job, who he is a servant of God.
他是怎么样一个神的仆人。
And then next week we'll continue to study chapter 1.
我们下一次会继续查考第一章。
In chapter 1 and chapter 2 there's two heavenly scenes.
在第一章第二章里面可以看到两幕天上的情景。
The first heavenly scene is from chapter 1 verse 6 to verse 12.
第一幕是在第一章第六节到十二节。
And the second heavenly scene is chapter 2 verse 1 andTo verse 7.
第二幕是第二章第一节到第七节。
And with these two heavenly scenes, we can see right afterward, Satan was given authority by God to do things to Job.
在每一幕之后，可以看到这个撒旦从神那边授权来伤害约伯。
I think next week and next Wednesday, Pastor Liang will be here.
下个礼拜三, 梁传道会在这里。
But the week after that, I will be here.
可是再过来的礼拜三, 小弟会在这里。
So then we're going to continue to study the book of Job, chapter 1 and chapter 2.
我们就会继续来查考约伯记的第一章、第二章。
So if you have time, please read it.
如果有时间的话, 请,
so we can talk about it, and then your mind, you know, our minds can think what we have learned from the book of Job.
请事先读这两章, 我们在, 查考的时候就能够更深入的思考。
So praise and thank God for this opportunity.
感谢主。
Let's sing hymn 436.
请唱诗 436首。
436.
436.
My Savior, lead me. What have I to ask beside? Can adult his tender mercy, all through life has been my God. Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, hear my faith in him to dwell. For I know whatever before me, Jesus, do it all things.